Welcome to Success Made Simple with your host, Dave Martin.
Hello, and you are listening to Success Made Simple. This is Dave Martin, your success coach, and I'm so excited to be with you today. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It's been a busy one, but busy is always, well, it can always be good. Maybe you're having a little time away before the summer's over. I don't know, but I know that great days are ahead, and so I want to help you get from where you are to where you're going. I want to help coach you to win and to come back from the maybe some past failures, some mistakes, or from just the pandemic that we've been through. I don't know what kind of business you own or what kind of business you're in, but we've all had some setbacks maybe. Like I said last week on the podcast, some people have skyrocketed depending on what kind of business you're in. This was some of the best times for some people. So we've all got different seasons and different things we face, but there's always opportunity. And I want to talk to you about that. If you have a little bit of determination, that's going to be our focus today. We're going to talk about determination. I want to jump right in this today. Make sure you share the podcast. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe to our YouTube channel and all that so we can stay connected. Make sure we have your email. You can go to the website. If I don't have your email, get that to us because we send out different podcasts and some things just to our email list. So we want to connect with you as well. I've been talking last week and then again this week from the book Another Shot. Now, many of you are already a part of our Bounce Back program. It's a 40-day program that you can jump in if you haven't jumped in on it. Most of you probably have, but if you haven't, you can sign up for the Bounce Back. It's a 40-day program, 40 videos. All you got to do is give me about 5 minutes a day, and I'm going to coach you for the next 40 days. You'll also get the book, Another Shot. You'll get workbook sheets that go with the 40 days, so you can fill those out and we'll stay right together. And then what I love about it, when you sign up, every time you do, we give a copy of this book to an inmate. So you're not just going to help yourself, but you're going to help someone else who could really use another shot. And we've sent tens of thousands of these to inmates all across America. And so thank you for helping others in the process of helping yourself. Determination. Let's talk about this. The power to win must come from within. The power to win must come from within. Confidence is an essential trait that if you're going to come back from setbacks, is vital in your life. Whether you're on the court, like I said, or whether you're on life. No, we're talking a lot about basketball because this book was based on the subject of basketball and rebounders, and determination is one of the core attributes that breeds confidence and one of the fundamental characteristics that produce great results. So determination is a quality that you need most, really, in order to come back from a setback, from a past failure or a misstep, if you want to call it that, that keeps you or moves you further from your goals. Sometimes the best way to understand a complicated virtue is to look at a person who's manifested that virtue throughout their life. Now, whenever I'm speaking or writing about the virtues that lead to success, I often point toward representative human beings who have the qualities and then try to explain those. Like Winston Churchill. If you've ever heard me talk, you've probably heard me mention him. He's one of my favorite historical figures. And one of my favorite examples of admirable virtues, particularly when it comes to the virtue of determination. He refused not only to back down in the face of incredible odds, but he refused to surrender when many in his own government wanted him to quit, wanted him to give up. And early in World War II, he had an opportunity to negotiate terms of peace with Germany, encouraged by his foreign secretary and many of his own government to seek early terms of surrender would be favorable to Great Britain. Churchill said no, he refused, and he stood firm in resolve to triumph over Nazi tyranny. In fact, for 4 days in May, 1940, I think it was, Churchill was put in a position of having to defend his staunch opposition to German expansionism, and Churchill had to make his case for war to the British War Cabinet. And for a time, it appeared that Churchill was going to lose his battle and be forced out of office. But he stood firm in his resolve and his determination and strongly made his case for fighting the war until victory was achieved. And in this long story of ours is to end at last. His speech to the cabinet, let it end only, he said, let it end only when one of us lies choking in his own blood upon the ground. I tell you what, that sounds like determination to me. Sounded like he wasn't about to give up. I mean, one of his most famous quotes was never, ever. His bulldog tenacity. He liked that bulldog because of the way the nose is on the bulldog, it's so that it can hold on to something and still breathe. You know, that nose goes up, and you can read all about. He was an eccentric character as well. You should check out the movie, The Darkest Hour. That's the name of it. Check out that movie of Winston Churchill's life. I heard a story one night. He was at a party, and a lady looked at him. She said, Mr. Churchill, you, sir, are drunk. He looked at her. He said, yes, and ma'am, you are ugly. He said, the thing is, tomorrow I will be sober. And you will still be, yeah. So I tell you, he was an interesting guy. One time I read another story. A lady said, Mr. Churchill, if you were my husband, I would poison your drink. He said, ma'am, if you were my wife, I would drink it. Behind every great victory stands a determined individual, a person who is resolved to push through the fear and past defeats until victory is achieved. It's determination. That's what we're talking about today. It is a foundation for success. And we consider Churchill during his time in history, we recognize determination, even though we may not be able to give a definition for determination on the spot. When a football player that is down 4 touchdowns or a team that's down 4 touchdowns at halftime comes back on the field for the second half and obviously has this resolve to dig themselves out of the hole, that's determination. When a high school student who has been turned down for 5 part-time jobs puts on his tie and prepares to go to the 6th interview, determination. When a next-door neighbor's dog keeps finding ways to dig tunnels underneath your fence, even though you poured concrete down the entire length of the property, that's determination, right? A determined man refuses to back down from a fight. But a persistent man refuses to quit until the fight's over. Persistence is determination on steroids. It's one of the, if you ever read my book, The 12 Traits of the Greats, if you haven't, I'd encourage you to order it now on Amazon.com. Persistence is one of those. In the book, Another Shot, we talk about determination. It is determination that hangs around for a long, long time, refuses to go away. Persistence is the quality that drives great players to keep executing the fundamentals, even those fundamentals haven't been working for them lately. It's a quality that drives basketball teams to compete hard for 60 minutes and to keep suiting up and coming back out on the court in spite of a long series of losses. If you know you're doing the right thing and you know that you're pursuing a goal that's worthy of your life, then you need to be determined. I mean, what you're trying to accomplish, is it important? Is it worthy? You need to be determined in a persistent way. You need to boil slowly and steadily until you're finally finished and your mission is complete. You don't need to erupt with passion and then follow that enthusiasm with long bouts of indifference. Victory is reserved for the persistent. I know it's hard sometimes. I'm one of those people. I want it now. I want it done now. Patience and persistence, I gotta work on sometimes. But you can't let go. You keep determined and then you add a little bit of persistence to it, and you'll be amazed. Well, this rebound, this bounce back, this comeback could be better than ever. With a little determination and a lot of persistence. So, have you ever been watching a football game? I know we're talking about basketball a lot, but I actually like football the best. When somebody fumbles the ball, you ever seen that? It's almost, in almost every sport that involves a ball, the object of the game involves controlling the ball more than your opponents. In baseball, basketball, football, and every other type of ball sport, I told my son, you're only allowed to play a sport that ends with ball. Those are real men's sports, just three of them, right? No, I'm kidding. Things can get crazy when the ball gets loose and everybody starts chasing it around. This craziness is especially evident in football because not only must the player compete with one another to take possession of the ball, they must compete with the ball itself, which never seems to cooperate with the people who are trying to catch it. That's why I love those onside kicks. But because of its shape, a bouncing ball can, I mean, you really, a football, you never know which way it's going to grow when it hits the ground. So the process of taking possession of a loose football involves wrestling with the ball and with 21 other people. No opposing player is going to just hand you the ball. You got to take possession, right? And that can be difficult because of the nature of the bouncing ball and the nature of just human competition. Again, that's why I think sports is such a great analogy for life, because you don't even have to like sports to understand what I'm talking about. But life is filled with opportunities. But life is also filled with a lot of people who are going to get in your way as you try to pursue those opportunities. It's not that these people want to make life difficult for you. Well, some probably maybe do. It's just that everybody's chasing the same ball. So conflict is inevitable sometimes. And even when the conflict subsides, the opportunities themselves can be frustrating because they seem to change from moment to moment. They seem to slip through your fingers sometimes with ease. In life, we have to resolve to pursue in spite of how much effort it takes to recover the bouncing ball. You got to be determined to do it, regardless of whatever sport it may be. The moment of final victory is always remarkable. Whether it's the clearing of the bench following the last out of the World Series, or the obvious thrill of a professional golfer when he sinks that birdie putt on the 72nd hole of the U.S. Open, or that NASCAR driver that spins around in the infield before going to victory lane. The moment when victory is finally achieved is the moment that will replay in our memories and on the highlight reels for generations and generations to come. But what the participants know and the spectators don't always understand is the volume of work and determination and persistence that's required to get to that moment. That victory didn't happen without a lot of work. Victory is not just a flash in time, and winning is not just an event. Greatness in life or in any sport is a process that takes a lot of time, a lot of work, and a whole lot of sheer determination. The journey from here to there, from where you are now to where you want to be, from this level of success or this level of failure to the next level that you want to make it to is not made on the super highway, just paved with nice, perfect asphalt and bordered with lovely landscaping. Looks more like some of the roads in Michigan. Lots of bumps and construction everywhere and cones and barrels you got. The journey from here to there is a journey that's sometimes hard. There's some detours along the way. You can't get off this exit, but that's where I need to get off. You got to go a little bit further and come back around. Look, sometimes it may seem easy, sometimes fast, sometimes slow and difficult. But victory in any realm is a series of tiny steps, a series of multiple decisions every day of your life. You will be called upon to make personal choices that are destined to define your future. And while some of your choices may produce immediate results, I don't mean this isn't bad news, but most of them aren't going to produce immediate results. You'll have to make a few mistakes along the way. And that's not being negative. It's just being real. You'll have to miss a few shots, fall short of a few goals, learn a few things that you'll need in order to become a champion and to really live at high levels of success. So take heart. Be confident about your future. That's what I'm trying to tell you as you coach. Be confident. Everything that has happened to you until now is merely a training for the rest of your life. And the things that you've endured are a down payment on your future success. Okay? So, now's not the time to quit. This week, we've been talking about determination. Here's what I want you to do. Of course, share this, like it, do all those things. We want to get as many people to hear this and know this. I hope you're in the 40 days, you're reading the book, you're doing all that kind of stuff. But here's what I want you to do this week. I want you to go back and listen to this again. Because when you get sick and tired of hearing it, I had a mentor of mine tell me this years ago, when you get sick and tired of hearing something, you're just then starting to get it. So you need to listen to this 2 times, 3 times, 4 times. I had a lady the other day, she goes, I listen to your podcast over and over. She goes, I go to bed with you every night. I said, hey, don't start those rumors now. But I knew what she meant. She's listening to this as she goes to sleep. Listen to it over and over until you get sick and tired of hearing it. Because when you get sick and tired of hearing it, you're just starting to get it. It starts to sink down and you become part of you. And then you can really achieve, bounce back, and achieve the things that you hope for and the things that you desire. Listen, I want you to make the rest of your week the best of your week. Thank you for joining me today on Success Made Simple. It's just what it is. I'm taking the principles of success, trying to make them simple so that you can put them to practice in your life and that you can achieve every dream and every desire that you have in your heart. I encourage you, put God first. When you put him first, he'll take you places you never dreamed of. Hey, I'll see you next week. This is Dr. Dave, your success coach.
You have been listening to Success Made Simple. For additional coaching and resources, go to davemartin.org. Also, follow Dave on social media at Dr. Dave Martin.